Real World Radio. Brazil welcomes Rice, promising the free trade area of the Americas. The U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice arrived in Brazil's capital, Brasilia, where she held meetings with President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and Chancellor Celso Amorim today. Her Latin American tour will include four countries, including Brazil, Colombia, El Salvador, and Chile, aiming to discuss hemispheric security and relationships with Venezuela. Amorim met Rice at the Itamaraty Palace, where he assumed the commitment of promoting the free trade area of the Americas negotiations. The chancellor denied that Brazil had excluded the FTAA from its international affairs agenda, a version which circulated last week in the country. President Lula recently said the free trade area of the Americas was not among Brazil's priorities. However, considering Amorim's new commitment on this issue, it is expectable that FTAA will be on Brazil's diplomat agenda again. We believe this is the right moment to strengthen these negotiations, said Amorim at a press conference. The FTAA is one of the most important factors to promote development in the region, added Rice. Freer the trade, the better. Free trade is important for people who need to have access to healthcare and educational benefits. The FTAA has not been discussed in Brazil for 2 years because we pulled it out of our agenda, commented President Lula. Chancellor Amorim intended to soften President's words. He said the government only left the FTAA outside the journalistic agenda. He added that the FTAA is no longer a political or ideological issue, but a practical one. He also said that the FTAA now belongs to a positive agenda, referring to shared and bilateral advances. According to Condoleezza Rice, when U.S. Congress approves Robert Portman as new U.S. trade representative, there may be a new encounter to discuss this issue with Chancellor Amorim. They might see each other next week in Paris at the meeting of the Organization for the Economic Cooperation and Development.
Real World Radio.